I'm DJ Mimi, and you're listening to the KCSU Music Podcast. I had the opportunity to interview Spotify-named breakout R&B artist Gallant. He is best known for his hits Waitin' Gold and Talking to Myself off his new 2016 studio album, Ology.
Mimi?
Hi, this is Mimi. Is this Gallant?
Gallant.
Hi.
Hey, Mimi, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. I'm so happy that you agreed to having this interview with us because we have your new album and we love your music. So does the entire college campus at Colorado State University.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for the support.
What? What was that?
I just said thank you guys for the support.
Yeah, of course, of course. It's also pretty cool that you went to NYU too. A lot of kids here talk about that. But anyways, to kind of start off, I'm just gonna go right into stuff because we kind of have limited time. When did it hit you that you wanted to express yourself through alternative R&B or music in general?
I think it was I was always a pretty quiet kid.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't have to be that. It could have been anything. But for some reason, it was similar to people writing in a journal. You know, it just felt from my ears only. And it was something that greatly contributed to my own personal evolution and growth.
Yeah.
And seeing myself kind of grow on that exponential scale just was addicting.
Yeah, definitely.
Bad habit that got out of control.
Yeah. Did you always know that you wanted to sing, or did you kind of get into more things instrumental or production first and then you got into singing, or was it always writing?
It wasn't necessarily something that I knew. My efforts were terrible. Obviously, but I don't know. I mean, I didn't put too much thought into it. You know, it was really something that I was doing purely for myself. And so it didn't really matter, what level my skills were at that time. You know, I just kind of did what felt natural.
Yeah, that's amazing. And so you decided to pursue, what did you study at NYU? I know you studied, did you just study music, or what parts of music did you study at NYU?
Yeah, well, at NYU, I went to they're divided into different schools.
Yeah.
Gallatin, which was the individualized study school.
Yeah.
My major was, it was a lot of, the music kind of stuff, not the conservatory kind of style training, but, you know, the element of the business, the technology and all of that. But I really leaned more towards the anthropological, kind of sociological side of it. So I studied a lot of movements, a lot of cyclical trends, the etymology of a lot of genre, I had the ability to be with professors that made you just listen to a bunch of different stuff. So
yeah,
it was definitely a cool experience.
Yeah, because definitely in school you have to learn all different parts of your major. Like, it doesn't matter. I mean, you have to take, like, prereqs and all that nice, fun, not so fun stuff, but it gets you up there, you know? When I first heard your first EP, Zebra, I was looking you up and I realized that obviously, your first name is Christopher and your last name is Gallant, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So did you know that Gallant means a brave or heroic person?
Yeah.
I was so surprised by that because I had no idea. So I was kind of wondering how you identify with that in a way. It's kind of ironic.
Yeah. I mean, it's a strange thing. I mean, unfortunately, I don't really know my heritage whatsoever. It's just impossible to find out.
Yeah.
Different members of my family pronounce it different ways. Gallant was just what my dad decided to pronounce it.
Yeah.
In the 70s or whatever. But it's an interesting word. But I've always known what the definition of gallant was.
Yeah, it's so, I was taken aback, and all my friends were like, wait, seriously? And I was like, yeah, I thought that was kind of crazy. Because I didn't know that was your last name until a few months ago. So I thought, oh, like, that's kind of interesting. You know, like, he's talking himself up with this word, you know, like, he's saying that he's a brave and heroic person. So
oh, no.
I thought that was funny. No, but that's really interesting. And you're kind of talking about how when you went to school, you felt like in a way you were able to like grow through music. So how do you feel like your musical abilities have grown or changed since coming out with your 2014 EP Zebra? How do you feel like it differs from what you've come out with in 2016 with Ology?
Yeah, I mean, definitely, you know, the tools that you use are always going to get stronger. So there's that. But outside of that, I mean, when I was in school, you know, there's a lot of pressure to conform to some, you know, very, you know, idealized version of, you know, what people in music were, you know, and people, my peers put a lot of focus on the aesthetics and not a lot of focus on, you know, the art. And so that definitely discouraged me for a while. And so that's why I usually say, you know, the biggest thing I learned from NYU was just self-awareness. You know, I started to appreciate who I was within the context of the world and the universe and not try to aspire to adhere to somebody else's
status.
Which is why I decided to leave New York and move to LA, which is, you know, where I've been for 3 years, and it just feels a little bit closer to, you know, where I grew up than New York.
Yeah.
So I think if anything, it forced me to get a little bit closer to, you know, the most honest, most pure version of
yourself. Yeah, community. Definitely. I think that that's what college definitely does to you. You kind of go in thinking that you're going to come out this different person or some kind of person, and it's you're the complete opposite of what you could have imagined yourself being.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. How would you describe your process when you're creating music? So, for example, as an artist, how do you know when you're done with a song, or how do you know when an album is completed or EP is completed? Like, when do you know that your pieces are done? Like, when can you sit there and say, I'm satisfied?
Probably just when I get sick of it, to be honest.
When you get sick of it?
Yeah, I mean, it's really tough for me to... Even, I mean, the album, I was still working on it as I was sending it London to get the final mixes, so, and it came out the next day.
Yeah.
So it was more so like someone had a pair of scissors and just cut the reel.
Yeah.
More so than I decided, hey, this is a meticulous and crafty
piece
of work that I'm now complete, you know, working on. So I don't really know the answer to that yet, but I do know that you know when something is right or going in the right direction, and that's just a gut feeling, or knowing that you go with first thought, best thought, rather than trying to impress whoever's in the room or trying to you know, make something that seems really vulnerable instead of just being vulnerable.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's I try and ask that question because everybody has their own way of, I don't know, kind of describing what they go through in the process, and when they know that they're satisfied, and when they know that, you know, their work is done. But everyone kind of has the same thing. Like, wait, I have no idea. Like, it just kind of feels right. So that's interesting. I always try and ask that. I thought it was.
I think that carries over to a bunch of different, you know, areas, not even just music.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Why don't you expand on that? Like, what do you mean? Like, what other types of areas?
No, I'm just saying, you know, in any, I guess, that doesn't, you know, only apply to just, you know, creative field, but, you know, everyone can sense authenticity, you know, and they can tell when something is, a show. They can tell when it's, you know, bravado, and they can tell when it's, you know, coming from a place of just no resistance whatsoever.
Yeah.
And that's always important to people.
Yeah, definitely. And people can tell as well. That's awesome. But okay, so Spotify chose you amongst 15 other people as one of the 2016 breakouts, because I love Spotify, so I pay attention to all that. But which has proven to be pretty true so far with the debut of your new album. But who would you think it could be the 2017 breakout artist? Like, if you had to pick somebody, who would you think? It's a hard question.
Yeah, that is a tough one. I mean, I can't say exactly for sure, but I do know that I suspect that it'll be somebody who, in, you know, this kind of landscape where we have, you know, albums like Exelon's new album. You know, it just demonstrated an incredible amount of foresight and connected with a lot of people. Same with Bon Iver's and even stylistic albums that, you know, less political, like, you know, Neo's album, something that kind of defines individualism in a very distinct way. I think we're going to see a lot of those artists start to define and shape 2017 in numbers that are greater than they've ever been.
Yeah. Do you think that...
I think come January, we'll start seeing them pop up.
Oh, yeah. I feel like there's been a lot of new music coming out in the past, like, two or three years. Like, a lot. Like, almost every other month. Just a lot of different people coming out. I mean, do you feel like the genre that you're in is constantly evolving with different people?
Yeah.
Different artists?
I mean, you know, it's not really it's barely a genre, you know, so it's, which is great. It's refreshing. A lot of people call it different things. But it really is, you know, it sounds cheesy to say, but it is post-genre. You know, it's very, you know, you have different characters and all these characters represent an entirely unique perspective, from a variety of different backgrounds. And I think people are a little bit more, or listeners are just a little bit more, respectful of artists' individualism.
Yeah.
And that's why the lines of genre are starting to blur. Because people aren't so quick to categorize.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. I agree with that. That's awesome. And then last question. It's kind of a fun one. Because I'm really big into rap, hip hop, and R&B. Like, that's kind of like my favorite. Those are my favorite areas of music to listen to, like, all the time. So I always ask this question. But if you could be any rapper, which one would you be? Like, any rapper, like, dead or alive, anybody, who would you be?
Oh, man. Interestingly, I think Young Thug's message is very interesting.
Really interesting.
I think there are a lot of layers there. I think that his internal conflicts are very public. You know, like, the world is looking at him kind of debate a bunch of different aspects of who he is and what he wants to stand for and what he represents.
Yeah.
And to see that process from an outsider's perspective is really interesting. And it'd probably be a little bit, or just as interesting to see it from the inside. So,
yeah.
Probably go with him.
Wow. Yeah, no, Young Thug, he's coming here in December, and I'm really excited because we're getting a whole bunch of people to go. But yeah, I've never looked at him.
Wow.
I've never looked at him in that perspective. That's it. Yeah. I haven't. Like, I haven't stepped back. Like, I have certain artists that I sit back and I think about, you know, like, really in depth, like, about the music that they create and what kind of message they're trying to, I don't know, give to their listeners, but I've never thought of Young Thug in that way. So I appreciate that.
Of course.
All right. Well, thanks for talking with me. And this was a great conversation, and I'm excited to listen back to it. And yeah, we all love you here at Colorado State University, and keep doing what you're doing.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah. Have a great day. Thank you.
Thanks. You too.
Bye. Thanks again to Gallant for the interview. Be sure to check out more of my content surrounding rap, hip-hop, and R&B artists on KCSUFM.com.